And now, The Great American Folk Show, a little place on the radio where we commune with you to share stories, sing songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Stay with us over the next hour as we bring you musicians, the Little Blue Stems, father-daughter duo, Music Across the Water, Zydeco master Corey Ledet, singer and songwriter Ben Suki, and ragtime guitar great Mary Flower. Plus, cowboy poet Bill Lohman, Notes from the Badlands by Joe Wiegand, and Medora, North Dakota Chamber of Commerce member Mary Griffin on All Horses Flag Day Parade. I'm Tom Brusseau. It's good to have you with us. Corey Ledet is celebrating a brand new album released this year on Nouveau Electric Records. It's called Corey Ledet Zydeco, and it is fantastic. He's going to play Arrête ton train and Pelle Mot. And in between, he'll talk a bit about Creole music through the generations of his family. I'd like to mention the recording session you're about to hear was engineered and mixed by Mark Bingham at Nina Highway, Henderson, Louisiana. Louis Michaud on the fiddle, Brian Weber, acoustic guitar, and singing and marvelous accordion playing, Mr. Corey Ledet.
Baba Gaten, c'est pas bon pour moi. Baba Joli, t'as disputé trop. Baba Gaten, pas bon pour moi. Mon père était avec toi, ma pingouin. Mon père était avec toi, s'il vous plaît, arrête ton train. Baba Gaten, t'as disputé trop. Baba Gaten, c'est pas bon pour moi. Baba Joli, t'as disputé trop. Baba Gaten, c'est pas bon pour moi. On va rester avec toi, je m'appelle. Mon père était avec toi, s'il vous plaît, arrête ton train.
I grew up in a family of Zydeco musicians, starting with my grandfather Buchanan Ledet, who played drums with Clifton Chenier, Rockin' Doopsie, and Furnace Arsenault. Plus, all my uncles played music, harmonica, piano, and vocalists. My dad was a drummer. My uncle was a drummer. Then I came along, I started playing drums and accordion with all my family and friends in Houston, Texas. Now I'm playing music with all my cousins in and around Parks, Louisiana. There was always rumor that my ancestors played jazz music between Parks and New Orleans, Louisiana, but I never seen anything documented. But recently, through Louis Michaud, we found a book that was lying around that documents my family and what they did my great-grandfather, Gabriel Ledé, was an upright bass player and did a few sessions with the jazz icon Bunk Johnson. And also, my grandfather is in the book Buchanan Ledé. He was in several jazz bands, I think about four or five jazz bands. And then my other cousins, the Poches, they all were in jazz bands. They played trumpet and trombone and cornet and saxophone. And they played all over between Crowley, Louisiana and New Orleans. They were playing venues and parades. They had a lot of parades and parks. My uncle Limon Ledé would give a 4th of July party in downtown parks every year for the 4th of July, and they would march. They would do second lines right there in parks, and they would march up and down the Bayou Teche every year, and my Uncle Limon did that. And also, our other cousin, Hippolyte Charles, was a horn player. He also played with Louis Armstrong. So the music is definitely there. Being a Black Creole jazz musician might not seem like a big deal today, but it was enough for H.P. Charles to buy land, which he donated a lot of it. He donated some so they can build a church and an elementary school in Parks, Louisiana. And behind his house, he donated that part of the land so they can build a few homes so people can have a place to stay. As a Zydeco musician, it's definitely an inspiration to see what my family and my ancestors did in their time being working musicians, being able to make a living and support their families. And going back to Parks for my summers, I would always hear my family speak in Kudivini, which is the Creole language of Southwest Louisiana. I'm trying to learn Kudivini myself. Some of my family still speaks it today, but I want to learn it to keep the language going and to maybe even influence other people to learning it as well. It's its own dialect. It's a very rare language. It's the language of my family, and I'm very proud of that. It's also the language of the music, whether it's Creole jazz or Zydeco. It's just amazing to realize that my family has been a part of this, and it's helped them to survive for many generations. In closing, I'm going to say what my family says every time they leave each other, which is, Mawa Prita.
Pelmo, Pelmo's only free.
A band of kiddos called the Little Bluestems. Just love that name for a band. They're from Elgin, North Dakota. Maya is the oldest. She plays fiddle and sometimes mandolin. Mercedes on mandolin and guitar. Malachi on banjo and Micah on bass. They have two little sisters, Molly and Maggie. Molly plays the dobro, and occasionally the older kids can get her up on stage with them. And Maggie has taken an interest in guitar. She's learning how to strum along. Well, good luck, Maggie. You can do it. In just a second, the Little Blue Stems will play a couple of songs, one called Reuben, and then the immortal classic, Wayfaring Stranger. But for all those listening in the North Dakota area, and anyone looking to make more of a road trip, mark this date on your calendar. It's going to be a good one. Saturday, May 15th in Medora, North Dakota. It's the 12th annual Bluegrass and Barbecue. Info at medorand.com for more information. Starts at 1 p.m. Chuck Suki will be there. The Waddington Brothers, the Spirit Wood Homesteaders, Cottonwood, and the Little Blue Stems. I first heard of Mary Flower because of McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica, California. McCabe's is one of those places you just go to. You don't even have to play music. It's an institution as far as instrument shops go, but like a museum. Only a museum where everything you can touch. Acoustic guitars, ukes, banjos, auto harps, mandolins, little percussive instruments like thumb pianos and maracas and castanets. And there's live music, too, and some legendary people have played at McCabe's. Mary Flower is one of them. She's a singer, songwriter, teacher, and a ragtime guitarist, one of the best around. She has the kind of touch on the fretboard that makes me think I can play what she's playing, but when I sit down and try to learn it, I can only smile because it's just not that simple, and I wonder, how does she do it? Musicians can be like magicians. In the case of Mary Flower, it's one and the same.
Hi, I'm Mary Flower, and I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, where I have lived the last 15 years, and I've been playing pretty much all my life, blues and ragtime style finger picking and slide guitar on my lap. And it is an honor to be on Tom Brosseau's Great American Folk Show. I am honored to be a part of this. I have a couple of songs I've recorded that have come out of this last 9 months of pandemic time for all of us. And they're both guitar tunes. The first one will be an instrumental called Pandemic Pickin', and it's just an instrumental that I've made up that I really enjoyed playing. And the other is more recent, and it's basically a 12-bar blues with a few surprises, and it's called the Isolation Blues, or the long name would be the Locked Down, Masked Up Isolation Blues. And it's your basic 12-bar blues song, but it's definitely worth a grin. So that's really about it. I am surviving thanks to some of my private students that I have. I'm working with Zoom and doing an occasional live stream. You can find out about this usually on my Facebook page, Mary Flower Blues, and you can find out when my live streams are. I have a guitar camp that happens every year in October. And it happened virtually last year, and hopefully we'll do it in person this year, called Blues in the Gorge at a place called Manuka, M-E-N-U-C-H-A, which is up the Columbia River Gorge from Portland. And it's a wonderful 5-day event with three other teachers and myself and about 50 students. So you might want to check that out. And that's really it. Why don't you listen to some music now? And thanks again to Tom for inviting me to be on a show. What a great thing. And Fargo, I've never been there. I've just seen the movie. I hate to think that that really represents Fargo, but anyway, someday maybe I'll make it there, and I hope to see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
don't have to do, where I don't have to go, why I don't have to see you, just sitting here thinking about how I followed all the rules. It's an undesirous virus, got those lockdown masks up. Isolation blues. In a dark room, I'm drinking dark beer and I'm praying on my rosary. I'm having impure thoughts about the mailman and the guy who delivers my groceries. I'm just sitting here thinking, is it me or is it you or is it just the flu? With the droplets, got those messed up, locked down, isolation blues. Yes, I do.
Some ragtime from the wonderful Mary Flower on the Great American Folk Show. I sure hope you enjoyed that. I'm Tom Brusseau. Every year, Bill Lohman puts on the Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Medora, North Dakota, a beautiful historic town out in the western part of the state, home to Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the Badlands. This year, Bill's Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering turns 35. It's a big birthday, and it takes place over Memorial Day weekend, that's Saturday the 29th, and Sunday the 30th, at the Medora Community Center. Lots of great poets and performers will be there. For more information, visit the Great American Folk Show page at prairiepublic.org, and then scroll down to Bill Lohman, 35th Annual Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering. The Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering is not a competition. It's about sharing a tradition. And with that in mind, knowing that Bill Lohman is also a poet, I paid him a little visit last month and taped him reciting one of his original poems, Ma's Christmas Tree. And a special thank you to Joanne Lohman, Bill's wife. She had a fresh pot on when I got there and two kinds of pie, coconut and plain. I had the plain, and you know how good hot coffee and pie go together. It was delicious. I felt welcomed at the Lohman Ranch. Bill, I'm wondering if you could maybe recite one of your own poems for us today on the Great American Folk Show. I know there's a lot of people out there who would like to hear one by you. Do you think you could do that today?
I'd be glad to, Tom. Thank you. In fact, I'll do the original poem that actually started this whole cowboy movement in the upper Midwest with our Dakota Cowboy Poetry Gathering. I ranch out about 35 miles northwest of Medora in the Badlands, out of Sentinel Butte. And I'm a very private person, and we're 7 miles from our nearest neighbor, and that's only in one direction. The rest of them are 20 miles away. But I wrote a poem for family amusement years ago to record an unusual incidents on ranches. They get lost in time. It's an oral tradition, and 10 years later, people misrepresent them or forget about them. And, well, my wife got a kick out of it and sent it into the Rural Electric Co-op out of Mandan, which was published statewide. And a folklorist, Greta Swanson out of Fargo, picked it up, and it went from there. But this poem, when we're ranching here in early December, we'd feed our cows and stuff, and then our two boys were little, and we'd go out and stomp the hills in the Cedar Canyons to find the perfect Christmas tree. That was a part of our Christmas tradition. And one year, the weather was bad, and the snow was deep and blizzarding and stuff, and it wouldn't break. So Joanne and I talked it over, and I said, well, I'll just take a horse this year and go a couple miles east in the rough country from the ranch headquarters and get a tree and drag it home on the snow with a horse, and so we won't take the little boys out in that bad weather. So that's where this poem came from. It's called Ma's Christmas Tree. It's all a part of Christmas, fetching Ma's tree in the cold. I could have took old Wrangler, but he's getting kind of old. So I caught up little Badger Gray and pulled down my old Scotch hat. When things ain't right around him, he'll turn inside out, quick as a cat. My stomach was getting empty. It was almost dinner time. I'd had Gray rode down pretty good. We'd been through a mighty climb. Over in the cedar breaks, quite a ways from home, the snow was crusted most knee high. Over the dust they loam. I was dragging Ma's tree home with a rope. When the rope went under his tail, he gathered all four and went to the sky. You could say we really set sail. Every time we came back down on his rump, that axe handle would hit. I'd better pull all the leather I can, for dang sure he ain't gonna quit. I thought I was done for a couple of times, but managed to gather back in. You're just gonna have to forgive me, Lord, if cussin's considered a sin. He paused for a second when he lit, next to a creek bank trail. It was then I saw my chance had come and jerked it free from his tail. We're both sweating and trembling now and hurting bad from fatigue. I looked back over my shoulder, and Ma's tree wasn't nothing but a twig. Ma's Christmas tree. And that's the poem that started this whole movement up here. And it was just a family thing to record an incident at home. And I wasn't looking for attention. That's the big thing in the cowboy tradition. Whether you're a bronc rider, if you're good at it, you don't toot your own horn. Your peers will tell about it. They respect you for it. And that's the same thing with this. If people like what you're doing, it's authentic, you don't brag about it. Your peers will promote it for you. And I defend that very highly. That's part of our tradition. And I thank you very much.
That was Bill Lohman with his original poem, Ma's Christmas Tree. You're listening to the Great American Folk Show. I'm your host, Tom Brousseau. Our next guest is musician Ben Suki. There's a great video of him. He was part of the Prairie Musicians series on Prairie Public. Type in Prairie Musicians Ben Suki. That's S-U-C-H-Y, and you'll find it. Really showcases what a talent this guy is. Banjo, guitar, stomp boxes underneath each foot, and harmonica. He plays it all, and he writes his own songs. His style is folk and blues and pop, kind of rolled into one with a little easygoing mixed in. It's Ben Suki on the Great American Folk Show.
Hello, Radio World. This is Ben Suki, and it is a pleasure to be a part of this program. When I got the call from Tom, I was fairly nervous about the stories and not telling them from a stage. With COVID going on, we set up a makeshift studio in our new house, and here I sit talking to an open closet full of clothes. There hasn't been gigs either, and like a weightlifter without a gym, my skill is gathering a COVID patina. But I wanted to do a new song, and this one, it started out in the storage yard, and I'd pull a verse off of the shelf, drag it over to a chorus and weld them together, see if they'd work. Then I'd go over and kick around a bridge, pull that over and throw it together and see if it would roll. Then I'd drag the whole assembly over to the cliff and then push it off, see if it'll fly. This one's called Wake.
In my wake, I will awaken. As many as I come across women in their unconsciousness, when they wake up to this mess, I hope they'll help me start cleaning. What you gonna do tomorrow when you wake up? Climb up the mountain and take a good look around at all the mistakes we made. Man, it starts with you. Ain't that true? We could kill ourselves off this way. And me, hell, but that makes two. We could help each other on the way. I don't care what color you are, religion you're from. Come on, for goodness sake, I got room on this boat, going round making a wake. Hey there, CEO, what do you stand for? Maybe you could make a big splash. Teach the youth to respect the earth, and won't you cut down on the trash? Oh man, it starts with you. Ain't that true? We could kill ourselves off this way. And me, hell, but that makes two. We could help each other on the way. I don't care what color you are, religion you're from. Come on, for goodness sake, I got room on this boat, going round making a wake. Yeah. Oh. That true, we could kill ourselves off this way. And me, hell, but that makes two. We could help each other on the way. I don't care what color you are, religion you're from. Come on, for goodness sake, I got room on this boat, going round making a wake. Yeah.
This next song is called Dancing in the Rain. I guess it's about my son Muggs, mainly, and the circles of generations in life. But a funny thing is he has a skill with words. He came up with or coined the word hachi. We would always warn him when he was a baby about stuff being hot, and it would give him an ouchie. And so he started saying hachi, like, watch out, that's hachi. And at our new house, we have a hot tub, and we would ask him, Muggs, you want to go in the hot tub? And he started calling it the hachi bath. So now we call it the hachi bath.
Like the sea, we're a couple of turtles rolling in the surf while mama sits on the beach. My days are almost halfway over, but you are shining them new. All we could do is push on through until this song's through. Yeah, dancing in the rain, it takes away the pain. Times ain't been that easy, it's hard not to complain. If you fall, I'll pick you up. One day you'll help me too. The circle is unbroken when I dance with you. I've been struggling, just trying to maintain keeping dry in a pouring rain. Maybe it's time to just let go of the reins and float. Come on and let the stress go. You can only paddle upstream so long before your arms are numb. If you blink, then you just might sink and the grave digger's gonna come, yeah. Dancing in the rain, it takes away the pain. Times ain't been that easy, it's hard not to complain. If you fall, I'll pick you up, one day you'll help me too. The circle is unbroken when I dance with you. The circle is unbroken when I dance with you. The circle is unbroken when I dance with you, yeah.
United States Flag Day happens every year on June 14th in celebration of our flag's birthday, which took place on the same date in 1777. Lots of folks had a hand in designing the United States flag. Most famous is probably an upholsterer from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by the name of Betsy Ross. June 14th is the Army's birthday, too. That dates back a couple more years to 1775. On top of the historical significance of Flag Day and the Army's birthday, June 14th is also just kind of a nice day to celebrate because it happens the week before the official day of summer. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of summer is June 20th, 21st, or 22nd. This year, it's 21st. Why not let Flag Day be your summer kickoff? In Medora, North Dakota, Flag Day is celebrated with a little gallop. There's a parade and all of that good fun, but there's horses, too. And a lot of them. I visited with Mary Griffin about it. She's part of the Medora, North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, and she holds the reins to the festivities for this year's All Horses Flag Day Parade.
It's a beautiful day in Medora. This is Mary Griffin, and I am one of the board members of the Medora Chamber of Commerce. Came today to give a little history on how the All Horse Flag Day Parade that happens in Medora each year, how it originated. Back in 2002, our Chamber of Commerce was kind of brainstorming, trying to come up with an idea to get people to come to Medora a little bit earlier in June. And we asked each other, what do people like to see when they come to Medora? Horses. How can we involve that? Well, they also like to see a parade. So another one of the members said, well, let's use Flag Day. And I have to admit, I did not know about Flag Day. So that was another reason why we felt that it would be a good combination to mix the three together. And this other member, it was actually one of her ancestors who was involved in the origination of Flag Day. And that was the reason that we made the decision to always have the All Horse Flag Day Parade on Flag Day, not to move it to a weekend or a different day. And the first year was 2002, and through my 4-H experience, I knew of the colonel from the 7th Cavalry in Dickinson. And so they were very instrumental in helping us get it started and actually did a special program explaining Flag Day and honoring all branches of the military service. And so we've tried to incorporate a little training to people on, you know, how to respect the flag and of course, just the love of horses involved. So it's become a something that people look forward to and we enjoy bringing to the people that like to come to Medora. And this year it will be held June 14th, which is Flag Day, which is a Monday, and it will be held at 4:00 in the afternoon. The parade starts on the east side of Medora and comes down Pacific Avenue, which most people know as the main route through town. And then it will turn and come past the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame and the Rough Rider Hotel and end up back on the east side of Medora. So doesn't stop the traffic for too long, but it's a fun addition to a day in Medora. The reason we called the parade an all-horse Flag Day parade is it's only horses that are allowed in the parade, horses or wagons, buggies that they're pulling. And the reason for that mostly was a safety feature. We didn't want the horses to be spooked by other motorized vehicles, or also to, if they were spooked, to have walkers be in their way. And so that's why we came with the all-horse Flag Day parade. And along that line, we also do not allow any candy or anything to be thrown for safety reasons, again, so that nobody gets hurt.
We go now to the band Music Across the Water. They've released the self-titled album this year, and it's terrific. Band members consist of just two people, Dan and Samantha, and they're related. They're a father-daughter duo. I want to play a full track off that release now, a song called Just As the Tide Was Flowing. Samantha sings the lead, and her voice is about as beautiful as I have ever heard, and her father's harmonies are a perfect support. It's an excellent recording. And then we'll hear their message, and they're going to play one more song that they've specially recorded for the show. It's Music Across the Water.
One morning in the month of May, when all the birds were singing, I saw a lovely maiden stray across the fields at break of day. She softly sang her roundelay, just as the tide was flowing. The tide flows in, the tide flows out, twice every day returning. Her cheeks were red, her eyes were brown, her hair in ringlets hanging down, upon a face to hide the frown, just as the tide was flowing. The tide flows in, the tide flows out, twice every day journey. A sailor's wife at home a spied, she halted heavily, she sighed. He parted from for me a bride, just as the tide was flowing. The tide flows in, the tide flows out, twice every day returning. The tide flows in, the tide flows out, twice every day returning.
Hi everyone, this is Samantha
and Dan
from Music Across the Water.
We're really grateful to have the chance to talk to you tonight from our home in Greensboro, North Carolina.
We just released our first collection of English folk songs. It's a self-titled album called Music Across the Water.
Samantha and I have been singing together and making music since she was a small child. And I still remember the one day I was driving in the car and I heard this huge voice coming from the back seat, actually still strapped in a tiny little car seat. And I thought, that's a pretty big sound from a tiny little person. And I'm just glad that she still likes to make music with her old man now that she's an adult.
Absolutely. Some of my earliest memories are making music with my dad. I'm really grateful that he brought me up on some of the greats like Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris. And actually, about a year ago, we had a dream come true. We had a chance to meet Emmylou when she came to UNCG. She was doing a concert and came back to her school. She actually attended there, did a Q&A, and we had a chance to tell her how much we really appreciated her music and how much it impacted our lives and how I really learned how to sing by singing music from her. And in turn, she actually thanked us, which was a really wonderful feeling.
That was great. In addition to Graham and Emmylou, Sammy and I used to always sing songs like Shirley Collins Sings and the Albion Band, Fairport Convention, Robin and Barry Dransfield. Those are some of my favorites.
Absolutely. And today I also draw a lot of inspiration from bands like Secret Sisters, First Aid Kit, Coulter Wall, Lancome. I love the music that they're making that's based in folk tradition but has contemporary sound.
It's a lot of fun to take traditional folk songs that were traditionally sung unaccompanied and add harmony to it as we wish. It's a blank canvas that we can use to tell a story with sound as well as with words.
And we're so grateful to be on Prairie Public Broadcasting today. Thank you so much for having us on the Great American Folk Show. This is such a great opportunity. We really hope you like our music. Up next, you're going to hear a live version from us of one of our favorites off the album called Geordie.
Thanks a lot.
As I rode over London Bridge one misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid lamenting for her Geordie. My Geordie's to hang in a gold chain, 'tis not the chain of many, for he was born of royal blood and was loved by a virtuous lady. Well, my Geordie never stole not a cow nor a calf. He never stole 16 of the king's royal deer and sold them in Bohemia. Come bridle me, my milk white steed. Come bridle me, my bold. And when she entered to the court, there were lords and ladies plenty. Down on her bended knee she fell to plead for the life of Geordie. Judge looked over his left shoulder. He said, I'm sorry for thee, my fair pretty maid, you've come too late, for he's condemned already. Well, two pretty babies have I now. My body.
Geordie hanging a golden chain. 'Tis not the chain of many, for he was born of royal blood and was lost to a virtuous lady.
Last month, there was a fire in Medora, North Dakota. It happened on April 1st, the April Fool's Day fire. It burned over 2,000 acres, but no one died. All sorts of responders prevented the blaze from spreading further to historic buildings, to the amphitheater and other dwellings, and over more pastures. And that's hard work and courageousness. Lots of courageousness. Then there's this. Western North Dakota is ranch country. The April Fool's Day fire burned up pasture land, much-needed summer grasses for livestock to graze. And it's already a dry year. We could use a little rain out that way right about now. Joe Wiegand's Notes from the Badlands is a recitation of Theodore Roosevelt's memories of fighting fire on the northern cattle plains. Roosevelt spent much time in North Dakota, in Medora, and it remained a very dear part of the country to him. If you've ever been out to the western part of North Dakota, I imagine it's pretty dear to your heart, too.
On several occasions, we had to fight fire. In the geography books of my youth, prairie fires were always portrayed as taking place in long grass, and all living things ran before them. On the northern cattle plains, the grass was never long enough to be a source of danger to man or beast. The fires were nothing like the forest fires in the northern woods, but they destroyed large quantities of feed, and we had to stop them where possible. The process we usually followed was to kill a steer, split it in two lengthwise, and then have two riders drag each half-steer, the rope of one running from his saddle horn to the front leg and that of the other to the hind leg. One of the men would spur this horse over or through the line of fire, and the two would then ride forward, dragging the steer bloody side downward along the line of flame, men following on foot with slickers or wet horse blankets to beat out any flickering blaze that was still left. It was exciting work, for the fire, the twitching and plucking of the ox carcass over the uneven ground maddened the fierce little horses so that it was necessary to do some riding in order to keep them to their work. After a while, it also became very exhausting, the thirst and fatigue being great, as with parched lips and blackened from head to foot, we toiled at our task. From a hill, we looked back through the pitchy night at the fire we had failed to conquer. It had been broken into many lines by the roughness of the chasm-strewn and hilly country. Of these lines of flame, some were in advance, some behind, some rushing forward in full blast and fury, some standing still, here and there one wheeling towards a flank or burning in a semicircle round an isolated hill. Some of the lines were flickering out, gaps were showing in others. In the darkness, it looked like the rush of a mighty army bearing triumphantly onwards, in spite of a resistance so stubborn as to break its formation into many fragments and cause each one of them to wage its own battle for victory or defeat.
The Great American Folk Show would like to thank Mary Flower, Corey Leday, The Little Blue Stems, Mary Griffin, Bill Lohman, Ben Suki, Music Across the Water, and Joe Wiegand. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Eric Deathridge is the producer and editor. Bill Thomas, he's the director. This program was made possible in part by an endowment from the Lorak family. On the next Great American Folk Show, we'll hear from Irish singer and songwriter Lisa Lamb, pedal steel guitar player Drew Tobenfeld, cowboy poet Sean Sexton, plus we'll be visiting with the Medora musical and more. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again. Thank you.